The Holiday Lights Festival is going on now, the 25th year in Omaha. And there's something happening this weekend as part of the Holiday Lights Festival. It is the KETV Family Festival happening this Sunday, December 8th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And with me to talk about it is Maggie Witten. She is the event marketing coordinator. Hello.
Hi, Terry. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's so good to see you. This year, the Family Festival is bigger and better than ever. We already know we're going to have great weather. So tell us what's happening.
So this is a really great family-friendly event. You can get free admission to some of Omaha's best arts and cultural organizations. And we have a free Ollie the Trolley that takes you between all six of our locations, which is really, really fun. And we have a new addition this year that's coming back after a couple years of remodeling.
Yes, and that would be the Joslyn Museum, which looks fantastic. And I can't wait to see it. But this is the day you can see it absolutely free with the family.
Yeah, I know. It's really great. I saw it for the first time over Thanksgiving, and it was really, really spectacular. They did a great job, and we're super excited to have them back on board for the Family Festival. They kept in touch with us all during their renovations to make sure they could come back. So we are just so thrilled to have them coming back to us.
All right. Well, there are six incredible venues. Tell us about those.
So in addition to the Joslyn, we have the Omaha Children's Museum. We have the Omaha Public Library's downtown branch, which is at 14th and Jones. We have the Omaha Police Department's Mounted Patrol Barn. That one's always a fan favorite. The police officers dress up their horses in little hats and cute little holiday-themed like reins and stuff. So that one's definitely just really cute to see. And then the Durham Museum, of course, is a huge feature too. That one's great because they have a whole bunch of different exhibits you can see. And then we round it out with Heartland of America Park at the riverfront. They're going to be offering ice skating and other activities. And so it's just a great lineup of venues.
So at the Durham, Santa's going to be there as well, right?
Yes. Yes. Santa will be there. Each of the venues, you know, will have different activities going on. Everything from crafts to performances from local music groups to, again, being able to go into the museums, especially the Durham and the Joslyn and the Children's Museum, to see all of their permanent exhibits and the special exhibits they have going on at the holidays.
All right. It's going to be fantastic. And of course, we want to remind people coming down, though the event is free, the Shine the Light on Hunger campaign is going on.
Yeah. So in addition to the Family Festival, we're really encouraging folks to bring non-perishable food items. Three of our locations, the Durham, the Joslyn, and the Children's Museum, will all have blue donation barrels. And so when you come down this weekend, if you could bring, you know, canned goods, a box of mac and cheese, anything to help, that would really be meaningful for the campaign and help us reach our goal of 5 million meals.
So once again, it is this Sunday, December 8th from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m., the KETV Family Festival here for all, and it's free. And remember, you can ride Ollie the Trolley as well. Thanks so much for stopping by, Maggie.
Yeah, thanks, Terry.